the violence in his hometown.
We're not safe at concerts. We're not safe at banks. We're not safe at parades. We're not safe in our own yards and in our own homes. And now, today, we can add medical facilities to that list.
A man accused of killing five people execution style in Cleveland, Texas, is in police custody and charged with five counts of murder. More from CBS's Janet Chamley.
Two other people were also arrested, including Divamara Nava, the suspect's wife. Authorities say they thought she was helping them find him, right until the moment she was arrested at the home where he was found.
What we believe that Ms. Nava was doing is that she was providing him with material aid and encouragement, food, clothes, and had arranged transport to this house.
The Federal Reserve raises its key interest rate again, this time by 0.25 percentage point to over 5%. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Bad news for borrowers, great news for savers. It was the 10th consecutive rate increase since March of last year, the most aggressive rate hike campaign since the early 80s, which is intended to contain inflation.
Actor Jamie Foxx reaches out to fans for the first time since being hospitalized last month, CBS's Allison Keys reports.
On Instagram, he posted, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed," quickly answered by a plethora of stars from Ellen DeGeneres to comedian Kenan Thompson.
Family members have said Foxx is recovering from a medical complication, but few details have been released. A luxury department store chain is closing its locations in the San Francisco Bay Area. KCBS's Jade Hernandez.
Nordstrom's announcement the retailer will not renew its lease at Westfield Mall in downtown San Francisco, nor its Nordstrom Rack located nearby along Market. The department store cited changing dynamics to the downtown area, which has impacted foot traffic.
CBS News confirms that security camera footage from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort has come under further scrutiny by federal investigators in Special Counsel Jack Smith's office. They are investigating whether classified documents were mishandled and whether efforts were taken to obstruct the probe. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Days, Little League games, and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP, pronto, right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought five iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ, happy tastes good.
It's the final days of Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, and we have laundry appliances that fit your space, your needs, and your budget. Like a new Samsung laundry set with large capacity, so you spend less time doing laundry. And with sensor dry technology to automatically optimize time and temperature, you'll spend less energy on it too. Final days to save up to $600 on this Samsung laundry set in-store and online during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. Ends May 3rd.
Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 4th. The Southwood County Airport Public Meeting will take place at 8 a.m. in the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. The Wood County Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. in the Portage County LEC Training Room in Stevens Point. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet from 10 to noon in person at Biltmore Lane in the Chester Room or virtually via BlueJeans. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at 1519 Water Street in Stevens Point. The Human Resources Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 41. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour.
chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 44, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and now he's back in Scranton.
So I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you need the government's help to help you parent? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you need the government's help to help you parent, especially when it comes to social media? Because Wisconsin is now, we're not there yet, but I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about it when Utah signed into law a new legislation that will go into effect in the next year or so as far as curfews and a bunch of more parental controls. And now in Wisconsin, there is one legislature. David Steffen, a Republican from Green Bay, who says he will sponsor a bill that gives parents full control over their kids' social media accounts and impose a curfew for social media users under 18. It has not been proposed yet. He is still taking in conversations with parents and such. But to me, it's interesting to me that this is coming from Republicans, because I feel like so often they are the party of personal responsibility. I think even less, you know, a year or so ago, Ron Johnson said, was on record saying something, it's not society's responsibility to raise your children. And so when it comes to childcare, things that people are really asking for help, the answer is so often, no, it's not our job. That's your job. You should have thought about this for your children. And then with this situation, and I'm not trying to downplay that there needs to be a conversation around social media, but this just feels like, why is this the topic that some of these lawmakers are willing to step in on and help parents out, but so many other ones, they're not? 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday, so of course we have Jane Mettenair, and of course we have Mr. Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what? I feel like everyone today is spicy. There's a spicy feel in the air. Jane's always spicy.
Jane's always spicy.
You're spicy today.
I am a little spicy today.
And I'm feeling spicy.
I have a Excellent. Headache in like the upper quadrant of my upper right quadrant.
Do you know what they call that part of your head?
No.
Your forehead. That's a doctor talking.
Clearly.
I'm a doctor.
But yes, I am a little spicy today.
Yeah.
It was fine. It's probably going to make being the show is going to be that much more fun.
I love spicy Kristen.
Am I wrong here?
No, it's weird. It's just... But is it also their way of saying, look, we love kids too? You know what I mean?
But it's also, it's so funny because on the same week, like yesterday, we were talking about the proposed bill to have 14-year-olds deliver alcohol,
yeah,
and then ran through the litany of blue states and red states that are loosening child labor laws. So we're like, oh, we'll let you guys work, but you can't have social media.
Yeah. It's like, that's what? The real danger.
And I don't think it's, I mean, I haven't heard anything from Governor Evers on whether or not he would pass this or what their feelings are on this. And again, there's certain things in the bill, especially because it sounds like it's going to be modeled after what was in Utah, that probably are good for all of us. Like not being able to use your private information to constantly advertise to you. I think there's one, you can't get unsolicited direct messages unless you're already friends or following that person.
That's not terrible.
So there's some stuff that, like, I would sign up for if I could, right?
Yeah.
But also, like, has anyone asked the teenagers, like, what the, because I think there's obviously there's some critics of these different bills that are popping up that are, you know, free speech stuff. Also for LGBTQ kids who are not always feeling comfortable to be able to talk to their parents, if all of a sudden their avenue to talk to people and find their communities, their parents are constantly in their business, is that optimal or good in bad situations? So I think what I just keep coming back to is this feels kind of like a nannying state type situation for the party that's always railing against that.
Well, let's not forget that this is the same party who has told parents that they can't be trusted to make medical decisions on behalf of their children, but they can. Yeah. They can legislate what treatment will and will not be allowed for your child. And yet they are the party of small government, except in these 97 situations.
Well, that's, I think, that's the key word right there, Jane. It's always except. Except this, except that, except this. Well, not that. Well, it's never about personal responsibility when we're talking about a couple hundred people storming the Capitol and trying to overthrow an election. It's not about personal responsibility. They were tourists just having a good time. You know, there's always a reason. And the thing that infuriates me more than anything else is when Republicans come guns a-blazing at an issue and they change their mind on something else that's very closely related. They talk about it like as if the contradiction or the hypocrisy doesn't even exist. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't matter. And they're like, but what, you know, you say you won't give gender affirming care to kids, but now you worry about their social media. Why don't you, like, well, that's not the same thing. It's a kid. It's all the same. It's all, yeah, it all matters.
Like we're pointing to their mental health when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
But mental health statistics and evidence when it comes to LGBTQ kids, doesn't matter.
Which just goes to show they don't know enough about the topics. And also, they're just going for the hot button issues. And at the end of the day, I mean, talking about the trans issue, they don't care about trans people because trans people don't vote for them. So they can say whatever they want about them. They're always going to get people saying, yeah, you're right. My child deserves to be a child. Okay, cool.
But I offer this to you listening, especially if you have kids, especially if you have teenagers right now. Would something like this help? Because, you know, to a certain extent, the three of us can sit here who not only aren't parents, but also don't have parents that are not parents of teenagers. And none of us grew up with social media as teenagers, right? Like, I think...
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Like, we point to... And some of the same issues were there. I remember reading Raising Ophelia when I was, like, 18, and it, like... That was a book for parents, parents of like teenage girls, because like the mental health issues for young girls has been there. Like this, I mean, I had stuff. I've talked about it before. I had an eating disorder. Like a lot of this stuff, like was way with or without social media, has been there. As far as something happens to young girls, a lot of young girls at least, once they hit puberty, that they often go from being these like vivacious, confident, I can do anything 10-year-olds to insecure,
depressed,
self-harming 13-year-olds in a very short period of time, and their parents don't recognize them. And that predates social media. And it's, I think it's been exacerbated by it. But it's like, is there not other things you can do as a parent? Like, not get your kid a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I know a lot of people who have just bowed down to it. They're like, well, all my kids' friends have a smartphone, and that's how they communicate, and I want to be able to text my kid. I'm like, once again, what you just said, I don't have a child. I don't understand that complexity, but I also feel like there are options. You don't have to just be like, well, all our friends have an iPhone, so here's an iPhone.
I mean, isn't that the opposite argument that when you hear kids, it's like, well, if all your kids were running off the side of the cliff, would you join them?
Right.
And you're like, well, as a parent, does that not go away? It's like, well, all the other kids are doing it, so I guess we got to do it too. And again, if you, I'm talking to you as parents out there, 844-967-2789, has it gotten to the point where you do think legislation is needed to curb this problem? Or is it something that you still think you can handle individually in your household as a parent? 844-96-PARTY.
And I don't understand the whole parents will control their kids' social media accounts. Don't they do that already?
Well, there are parental controls already.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, at least as far as I know, maybe there are kids who are setting up their own Instagram accounts and Facebook accounts and TikTok accounts. But there are some barriers already in place, right?
Well, yes, there are. And the other thing I have a question about is, why all of a sudden now, from the Republicans, why all of a sudden at this moment? Because, yes, TikTok is very new. Twitter isn't as new. Facebook is older.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not on Facebook.
But my point is, so my point is, like, as a kid, I am almost 30 years into the internet, going into AOL chat rooms.
That was
the original social media, where people were vicious, mean. This has been going on for a long time. What is the thing that kicked it off for the Republicans to say all of a sudden, we got to take care of the kids right now? Like, when did you start caring about kids? How come this? Because it's always, I mean, kids have been cyberbullied and new and when I say awesome, I don't mean awesome good. I mean awesome as in mind-blowing ways on Facebook and DMs for a long, 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 long time. And lawmakers were like, well, it's bullying. Kids get bullied. What are you going to do about it? No. Why now? Why all of a sudden this moment? Why do they care about this topic?
Maybe it's deflection. It's deflection from their lack of action on reasonable gun controls in the wake of all of these, but in the wake of all of these shootings,
yeah, I mean,
and continued mass shootings, and they refuse to do anything about permanent, you know, and so, but we do care about kids. Look over here.
Yeah. I mean, I know about all those times people walked into a school and started sending mean DMs to people. That was tragedy.
You want to talk about it?
No. It was a hard Tuesday.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Do you think this is a powerful step? Do you think this is helpful as far as the government stepping in to help you curb social media when it comes to your kid? 844-96-PARTY. We will keep the conversation going when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I want to go back. Here is the news. Somebody has broken out a satellite too.
Here is the news.
Look very carefully, it may be you.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Currently, it's 46 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
And let's sit down and I will read you a book.
You are so beautiful to me.
Good job, Mary.
You are so
beautiful. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Greg Bach. And that is, I don't know if anyone else has seen this yet, but I saw this last week, and I think it was dropped mid-April. It's a new Dove commercial that's addressing eating disorders, but also addressing kids online and social media. And it, the power of advertising, because I was definitely a puddle at, yeah, by the end of this ad. Yeah. And we the audio doesn't really help because it's a very visual,
yeah,
commercial of a young girl basically getting a cell phone at, you know, for at first you see her younger, like maybe 9 or 10, yeah, and she's vivacious and she's fun and she's doing comedy shows with her sisters or cousins or whatever. And then they have, because it's this day and age, they have video of her opening her first iPhone.
Mm-hmm. When she's like 12.
When she's like 12. And then it is a montage of her journal and her workout routine and her looking in the mirror and just like the decline of her incline of her obsession with her body. And then she ends up going through, it looks like, inpatient care for an eating disorder. And then it ends with her mom, and she's recovered and she looks good and healthy, and her mom sings, "You are my sunshine," which I can't even say. And
she wipes the tear away.
Oh my God. And then it cuts to lots of women, yeah, who are in recovery or have recovered from self-harm, body dysmorphia, eating disorders. And then it ends with Dove's asking people to support this legislation. And like, that was where I kind of went, because the truth is, all of that stuff that she went through, I was not as bad, but I went through an outpatient program. Like, I had a lot of stuff, and like, I didn't have social media. So some of this is stuff that is bigger than social media. And like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Killing Us Softly, which is it talks all about the advertising that's been going on for decades, yeah, that objectifies women and tells us how we need to look and puts us all our value on how we look. And like, mm-hmm, that is something that has existed as long as they've been trying to sell you stuff. And so to a certain extent, I think it's a cop-out to say that it's just social media to blame when it comes, especially I'm talking as from my perspective as a girl, I'd love to hear from you, Greg, but like that it's like, if we just put curfews on it, some of this other stuff will go away.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Should the government be regulating our kids' use of social media. We have Joe from Appleton is on the phone. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. Always good to chat with you. I got to give credit to the Wisconsin Republicans. It's not very often they have me conflicted. I'm not on board yet, but okay. I am conflicted. So I've got kids. They're not teenagers, but, you know, they will be. And I just worry about them all the time. And I don't know, the mental health issues that come with young folks and social media. And I don't want people reaching out to them in ways that I can't monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, like you guys have said, this seems to be a small battle to take on when there are much larger battles when it comes down to safety in schools from guns and attacks. When it comes to the mental health of trans and gay youth, they fall on this one. It just seems to be, I'm not a nanny state proponent, mm-hmm. for sure. I would much rather say, no, I can handle this myself. But, I mean, if I'm being quite honest, it would be a lot easier for me and a lot of other parents to say to our kids, hey, look, I would love to allow you on Twitter or on TikTok, but it's against the law. What are you going to do? As opposed to, yes, all your friends have these accounts, but I'm not going to let you do it. So, yeah, that's all I can say is I'll look into it more. I'm conflicted. So jolly good for them, I suppose.
Yeah, Joe, I would love to, if you go read kind of, because it's not a binary thing. It's still letting kids on, but it's like their accounts have full, their parents have full access to the accounts. So there is no, they don't have privacy over them, or it's like putting in a curfew. So the app just shuts down for minors accounts from like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And so mm-hmm. it's not it getting rid of it entirely. It's just putting a lot more limitations on it. And so I know you're a lawyer, and so I would love, because I think you're right. Like, I mean, as a parent, as your kids become teenagers, like, do you think about just not getting them a smartphone?
844-967 2789, Gabby from Madison. Thanks for joining us, Gabby. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. So this is when we're Pocan's there today, right?
Say that again?
Is Pocan there today, Senator Pocan?
Senator Pocan, I think there might be
Pocan?
A different show. He's not on our show today.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the other one. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Baba Booey. I think there can and should be limitations put on children's access to social media. But also at the end of the day, one, they will get around it. They're smarter than us when it comes to these sorts of tech things like, oh, I can't have a account. I'll just make a new account with a new email that says I'm 18, but problem solved. But also the other thing too is this is just a Band-Aid. What you were talking about before at the beginning of the segment, you know, what you went through, this is deeper than social media. This is ingrained, embedded behavior that we're taught. And instead of, you know, social media is a component, but what are we going to do to service the larger wound here, which is how are we taking care of our children? How are we dealing with how do we look at our children's mental health? How do we talk to them? How do we get them to the proper people? To me, you know, thinking about it now, Republicans are like, well, let's just block their social media or limit it, but they're not willing to go deeper. They never are, period, because it's a deeper issue.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this because I have more stuff to say. So we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you want the government to step in when it comes to social media and kids? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are so
small waste this summer when
your favorite product is here. All right, that's it. Can't you see? Everything I... The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for... From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Safe water without PFAS tops the agenda at a workshop in Wausau. Local leaders from towns, cities, villages, and counties across the state gathered at an informational session organized by the DNR, Wisconsin's Green Fire, and other organizations this week. PFAS are increasingly found in drinking water throughout our state, and leaders say getting rid of the contamination will take a big investment. Wausau's water is PFAS-free, but residents are seeing the cost with rising water bills. Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. Voss, telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if they want to increase their funding, they have to show they can prioritize things to grow the economy, not grow the racial divide. Voss says the offices are a waste of taxpayer dollars. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night, 3-2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 41. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 44. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
I'll link in today's show notes. It's really powerful.
It is, and it's definitely worth watching. And if you have a teenage daughter, sit down and watch it with her.
Yeah, and it's interesting, though, because I saw that Dove commercial that is both addressing eating disorders, attaching it to social media, and being so young and kind of being obsessed with your body. My argument is that stuff was happening way before social media, mm-hmm. maybe not in the same numbers, but it was happening. And then at the end, it asks you to go support the Kids Online Safety Act. And not 2 days later, after I saw this Dove commercial, I stumbled upon a young woman's TikTok account. And mostly I stumbled upon it because she's in college and she crochets or knits like vivaciously, ferociously.
Good word.
Ferociously.
Ferocious knitting.
While she's prodigiously. While she's in her college classes. And she talks about having autism and it helps her concentrate to keep her hands busy while she's talking, like while she's in class. And of course, then I go through, she said she did something funny. So I go to her account, come to realize it's the girl from the Dove commercial. And she has like 200,000 followers on TikTok. And she started a company called, I just had it up, Shop Purple Pear, which is, she knits scarves and she knits like comfort stuffed animals and stuff. And so she's turned her hobby, her obsession, as she calls it, that she gained during her inpatient program. So while she was in her eating disorder inpatient program, she caught on that some of the other girls in the program, to keep their hands busy and calm their anxiety, they would get really into knitting or crocheting. So she got into it. She became obsessed with it. She does it while she's in college. She's a really, there's another video where she has like a 4.0. So she seems to be doing really well now. But my point is, it feels almost disingenuous of the Dove commercial to end with this Kids Online Safety Act, where now this young woman who's the centerpiece of that ad is still very much using social media. She's using social media for good. She's being creative on it. She's having fun with it. She's using her small business to promote her small business using it. And so it's just a little like, again, I come back to, by just curbing social media, are we actually tackling the mental health issues that kids are facing? Is it just a scapegoat versus digging a little bit deeper? Because later in today's show, we're going to talk about the fact that the Surgeon General came out that loneliness is now an epidemic in our country, that over half of U.S. citizens are suffering from loneliness. And he's literally, as a health epidemic, has said loneliness is a huge problem and it's as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day to your health. So we're going to talk about that in the last hour.
So you're saying I can smoke 15 cigarettes a day?
No, I don't think that's the message, Greg.
But I'm just saying, if it just feels like this is not going to be a silver bullet.
This is what I was talking about, though, in the last segment. This is a Band-Aid, a poorly placed Band-Aid. This is a gaping wound we need to address, and we're not going to. And Republicans are like, yeah, social media, that's the problem. Bye, check out. I did my work for today.
And you know, it also, I was having this conversation with my sister-in-law last night about some people that we know who refuse to have their kids get tested for autism.
God, why?
And we were talking about just in general, some parents who were like, I don't want to deal with it. And it's like that almost like when we say with the Band-Aid stuff of, well, if we blame social media, then we don't have to have the harder conversations of what's really going on. And I use the autism thing because it's like, well, if we don't get tested, then we don't have to deal with it.
Because it won't be there.
Because it won't be there. And so if there's deeper things going on where a young woman or a young guy is susceptible to harming themselves, to eating disorders, to there's an underlying insecurity that is going on that is exploited by looking at pictures and comparing yourself to others and all the stuff that social media does. Like, just taking the phone away doesn't necessarily heal those things.
And that right there, what you're saying about the parents is like, it's not the kids then. It's the parents we need to educate.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, we need to.
Well, and I think as well, this is yet another diversion. And as you said, Kristen, it's putting all of the onus on social media. And that way we don't have to fund any mental health.
Nah.
Which they cut.
Yeah. Right. Which, yep. At least here in Wisconsin, has been cut from Governor Evers' budget. So, yeah. Right. Again, let's put it all on social media. And if we do this, that's going to fix everything. And now we don't have to invest in mental health resources in our schools.
Yeah, it's shameful. My sister used to be a caretaker, and she can spot autism a mile away. She works with kids. Oh, yeah. And she had parents who had two. When I say low functioning, I was around them once. These kids were so low functioning. They couldn't speak. They could barely, like, they just existed. It was so sad to watch. And the worst part of it is that both of these parents refused to admit that there was anything wrong. They honestly thought that these kids who couldn't speak, who had to be fed, were just going to snap out of it one day. They were so oblivious. Not oblivious. Refusing
in denial.
In denial that their kids needed help, that it was just like, my sister's like, I can't take care of them anymore because I can't do anything without their permission, without parents' permission, without help from them, and they're not helping me. I can't help these kids. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're talking about this matter here. We need to take care of the children. We need to educate them. We need to take care of their mental health. We also need to talk to the parents.
Yeah.
The parents are the more important portion of this. Because if the government's stepping in, there's an argument to be made to say, well, then, because the parents aren't doing anything. Sorry, parents out there. That's not what I'm saying. That's what it looks like from the outside as someone who doesn't have kids. If the government has to step in, this isn't about the children. It can be said that it's about the parents.
Well, and it's interesting. Yesterday, we had Oriana Carey, who is the CEO of the Coalition for Children, Youths, and Families, which is they basically support foster families and adoption and stuff in Wisconsin. And part of becoming a foster parent is you have to go through training.
Yeah.
You have to get trained on situations and how to handle it. And she said that's sometimes a sticking point because people are like, well, I raised my kids. Like, why do I have to go through training? And she makes the joke. She's like, well, I have a 19 and a 25-year-old. And I wish I would have had a little bit more help of telling me what to do. Because it is, it's like, if you have your biological children, it's on your shoulders. Yeah. And it also goes back to, I think, to what Jane was saying, is like, it takes a village. You know, if there's times, and this is why, like, having good teachers, having resources at schools, having funding at schools, of when you send your kids off and there's a community of people who, you know, ideally, hopefully, are invested in the well-being of your child. And when they're not comfortable talking to you about a thing, don't you wish that they had someone else, another adult, another trained adult in their life they could talk to? But, like, we need funding for those things, too, to have a circle of trust around these children.
But, and what they're doing now is cultivating a society that says if anyone does anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, not your child, but you uncomfortable, then you get to say, I'm the parent. I raise the child. Well, okay, cool. Take them out of school. You put them in. You cheat. Like, you take it all on then yourself because you entered into this contract. When you have children, you put them in society. There's a group of people raising them. And just because they make you feel uncomfortable, you, the parent, not the child, you uncomfortable. If you don't like it, then you know what? It's all yours now. You get to have it. Lunch is at 11:30. There you go. Enjoy your day.
But, you know, I want to leave room for the fact that we are not parents and we have a lot of opinions.
That right I know of.
That you know of.
Sorry.
But we're talking about whether or not you want the government's help when it comes to social media. 844-967-2789. Because likely there's going to be a bill introduced and voted on as far as kind of modeling off of the bill that it was passed in Utah that has a bunch of limitations on what minors can do on social media without their parents' consent. And to me, it just kind of, and you know, the other thing that it made me think of, because I heard David Steffen, who's the lawmaker introducing all this on a different radio program. And he was talking about how many parents he's talked to who are just like, we're at our wits' end and we have no tools and we don't, like, and
take their phones away.
And it was things like that where it's like, I'm also trying to think, and I go back to the parents who are saying, we need help with childcare. We can't afford to put both of our kids in childcare. So now one of us isn't working, and then you're all complaining about the workforce and stuff like that. But like that falls on deaf ears. So it's like, which parents is this guy talking to that is from a select demographic that this is their biggest problem when it comes to parenting their kids? Yeah. That's also the thing that I'm thinking about of like his district, the upper to middle class white parents that he talks to, and it's not necessarily the full scope of all the different things that parents are struggling with right now.
I'm also very hesitant to believe anybody who says, I've been talking to parents or I've been talking to people. I mean, sure. Cool. I'm sure you've been talking to people. I talk to people. I'm just, I'm talking to parents all the time and they're saying things. Excellent. What are their names? Where do they live? Well, not where they live, but you know what I mean? Like I want some.
Track them down.
Yeah. I want to look at their homes. You got a bidet?
But I do think, certainly from the way my parents parented compared to the way parents parent now, my parents weren't my friends and they didn't want to be my friends and they didn't care if I was mad at them. And I don't think that parents parent that way anymore.
I slightly disagree with that. Just because, once again, I use my sister as an example. She's got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old in a few days. I don't disagree, Jane. I think there are some parents, but I unfortunately think that those some parents then become the spotlight of that and become the national model of like helicopter bad parenting. Oh my God, they want to be best friends. My sister could give two whatevers about being her kid back then. She wants to be friends with her kids now because they're adults.
Sure.
But back when they were kids, oh my God, it was my way or the highway. I am the parent. You are the child. So I do think those parents still exist. It's we just don't talk about them because it kind of is the, I don't want to say the standard, but it's like, all right, that's how parenting is. It's these parents who are like, I want to be friends with my kids. That then all of a sudden like, oh, all parents are like that. Not all parents are like that.
I'll give you that.
It's a different way of parenting. And I don't want to say it's good or bad because once again, not a parent that I know of, but just those parents still exist, and I know one. I could call her right now.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this conversation. You got a roundup for us?
I got such a roundup.
So we've got Greg's roundup of what we missed.
I got a tagline for it now, too.
Ooh-wee. So stick around to listen to some jokes by Greg when it comes to the news. But you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789.
Pardon.
We'll be right back.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fryays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. The late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and he is Greg Bach. And this is the third week of us doing our weekly, Greg's weekly headline roundup. And I hear you have a new tagline for this segment.
Yes, it's called Greg's Weekly Headline Roundup. All the news you missed. Well, actually, five stories you may have read the headlines and skipped. So here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
What should we know?
All right. Since they're firing from CNN and Fox News, apparently Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson have been texting each other.
No.
Yeah. The information came to light from a close source to Tucker Carlson after they said, "Dear God," he keeps saying, "You want to see what me and my black friend are talking about?"
Oh, God.
I think they are actually using the same lawyer.
Yeah, they are. They're using the same lawyer right now.
Tucker and Don.
Yeah. I'll never listen to that podcast or see that movie.
But didn't I hear something that Don Lemon, CNN wanted to have a meeting with
yes.
Don Lemon, and he refused the meeting and then just put on social media that they fired me.
Yep. Yeah, he
so
could
have a case?
I don't think so. I think CNN's going to be like, "Hey, you want to see the email? Goodbye, we're done. You pay our lawyer costs."
See, this just sounds like a very lemony thing to do.
Ooh, lemony snickets. all right. Next up on the old headliners, McDonald's has launched their first fully automated location in Fort Worth, Texas, where customers can order from a kiosk and have their food delivered on a conveyor belt. Sorry, the shake machine is still broken. This is all part of the company's new Accelerating the Arches program, which seeks to maximize efficiencies while doing away with pesky things like raises, health insurance, and humans.
I got it.
There we go.
Is there still cooks, though? Who's cooking the food?
There will be people cooking the food in the back.
You don't have to see them. Yeah, you don't have to be bothered by being with their presence.
You don't have to get that like massive side eye where you get that like custom order of like pickles on your ice cream.
What happens if you have a complaint? What happens if you get the wrong order?
There will still be someone there to take care of it.
Oh. And they still won't care.
They still will not care.
They'll still be underpaid.
Like, they'll be great. You know, I still, you know, I have two children and I'm making half a living wage.
Am I the only one that this makes very uncomfortable? I don't want my food coming out on a conveyor belt.
Well, Jane, you remember the Automat days. You're old. I mean, come on. You remember those days.
Back when close.
Put a nickel in and get a ham Sammy.
Not quite there, Greg, but I was close.
Oh, the Automat. It's the way of the future.
Jesus.
All right. Let's see here. What we got next? Oh, perfect. Entertainment news. Met Gala news, actually.
Ooh, we have not talked about the Met Gala.
In a fashion anomaly, actor and director Olivia Wilde wore almost the exact same outfit as filmmaker and Vogue China editor Margaret Zhang, both showing off a floor-length reinterpretation of a Karl Lagerfeld classic featuring a violin as the centerpiece on the dress. Wilde took to social media posting "great minds," quote-unquote, making people very happy on her Instagram page. Wilde, whose dress was white while Zhang's was black, also said, "Hey, When you have to look stunning and you only have $4,200 to spend, sometimes things happen.
Is that how much the dress was?
Yep.
I would imagine that's cheap for a Met Gala dress. $4,200?
Well, I don't know. I looked it up. It said $4,200. What do you want me to do? These are headlines.
I got to say, I saw the dress. I didn't pick up violin vibes at all. I thought it looked like a tacky gladiator dress.
Oh, my God. We need a new segment. Jane reviews
fashion,
the Met Gala. Yeah.
Oh,
Jane's
I love
fashion reviews.
Oh, my God. Watch out. Mr. Blackstone's gone in his place.
Sign me up.
I'm writing this down to come back to flesh out this idea later.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know last week I made a joke about Assembly Speaker and popcorn party pooper Robin Voss, but this week I actually have a story about him. He sucks. Moving on. In sports news, it's official. Aaron Rodgers is now a New York Jet. Rodgers is looking forward to bringing his style on and off the field. New teammate and wide receiver Garrett Wilson was quoted as saying, yeah, he keeps saying, speaking of Jets, you know 9/11 was an inside job, right? God. And then finally, my last story here, it's a Wisconsin news story regarding our favorite senator, not her, the other one. In a press event, Senator Ron Johnson, who, if featured in a Marvel movie, would most definitely be the bad guy, doubled down on his belief that natural immunity is better than vaccine immunity. The senator who bragged about not having the COVID shot can add natural immunity to the list of other awful things he thinks are good, like climate change is good for Wisconsin. January 6th insurrectionists were tourists. The spinoff Joey was better than Friends. And finally, coconut's good. Get out of my face. He also went on to say, try to dispute me if you'd like, but these are the facts. Also, hail Hydra. And those are your headlines that you may have missed or skipped. Greg's Roundup.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. This is now my favorite segment of every show.
As it should be. This is fun. I'm trying to think of what you wrote that we could go back and kick around. I feel like Rojo would look good with an eye patch. Like, what would his Marvel villain costume look like?
Well, I'm still waiting on the Oplander design. By the way, that's never gone away. That's still happening. I feel like he'd just be in a suit and with his dead blue eyes.
And the bird on his shoulder.
Maybe you press something on the back.
A bird on his shoulder. Like a Jafar type parrot?
The bird on his shoulder.
You press something on the back of his ear, behind his ear, and his eye just pops out.
The bird on his shoulder would be dead.
Oh, God. Dang, Jane. You went dark. Boston Greg's here. Jane went dark, everybody. This radio show got dark.
Speaking of the Oplander shirt, are we still going to do our Depi Semi? What was the coming up. In May, this month, you may not have known that it is the 175th birthday of Wisconsin. And so I would love to hear from you. Would you buy or enter a contest to win a shirt that celebrates Wisconsin's 175th birthday, which is also called the...
This says it's the Terquasquicentennial.
No, we used to have one before. It was like demi-semi-centennial something.
Demi semi septcentennial.
Yeah, well, ask me about my demi semi septcentennial.
But that's also is 100 years. No, I think I was wrong because I was wrong. Oh, man. Well, that's fine. We'll lie. No one knows. Please, it's math, for God's sakes.
Trust me, there's someone on Twitter who will see it. I'm like, excuse me, that's wrong.
Well, actually, that's not what you're talking about, sir.
Well, we'll come up with some shirt designs and we'll offer it to the people to see if they would actually if it's worth actually.
We'll make ass shirt.
As shirt. All right. Well, when we come back at 12:30, we're talking to Clean Wisconsin to talk about the new coalition for a clean economy. And also when we come back, a non-exhaustive list of the Supreme Court justice scandals since 1991. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Into
the abyss. I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR.